Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The Hillsborough State Attorney's Office released information this afternoon about charges related to Black Lives Matter protests that it is either pursuing or dropping. For example, Andrew Warren's office said it will not pursue criminal charges against protester Jay Passmore. Police charged her with battery, saying she hit a counter-protester in the head. The State Attorney's Office described the incident this way: she lightly pushed a man who walked closely by her. Also, Noah Armstrong has been charged with reckless driving for steering his car through a group of protesters on July 4th. And the Hillsborough State Attorney also said his office would not pursue charges against these three groups of people involved in painting on public property in downtown Tampa: the people who painted a Back the Blue mural on a city street, the four people who painted over that mural, and the seven people who painted a rainbow flag mural in Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park. Rising seas threaten the Florida Keys, including its land animals. Jenny Stiletovich reports on a legal fight over a threatened lizard that lives under rocks and burrows into the sand.
The Keys mole skink is essentially a proxy for sea rise. If we do more to save the beaches where the mole skink lives, we might just be able to save a little more of the Keys from sea rise and overdevelopment. Conservationists say the floppy-footed skink may be lesser known, but it's just as threatened as key deer and panthers.
The skink is unable to move. It's trapped on these islands, and these islands are slowly going underwater.
Elise Bennett is an attorney for the Center for Biological Diversity. The center sued the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service last year after it refused to add the skink to the endangered species list. At a federal hearing, government attorney Mark Brown defended the decision. He says it's not yet clear when flooding will happen, and he says the skink can move from island to island.
This is not a permanent determination. The determination that listing is not warranted can be revisited in the future as more information becomes available.
Bennett says the skink can't just move and argued the Fish and Wildlife Service used 2015 sea rise information rather than the best available information.
The agency has not explained how the skink would be able to survive that in the foreseeable future. And so for that reason, the court should remand this decision to the agency to provide that rational explanation based on all of the facts that it had before it.
The judge said she would try to make a prompt ruling. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
The Tampa Bay area is under a heat advisory until 6 this evening. It's 96 degrees, but it feels like 109 at the University of Tampa. Tonight, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with overnight low temperatures in the high 70s. Tomorrow, afternoon showers or thunderstorms with highs in the low 90s. Similar weather for the rest of the long weekend celebrating workers. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.
With our national election looming, someone should put up lost dog signs in every neighborhood saying, "Missing, Republican Party platform." Voters won't find one, though, for this so-called major political party has decided not to produce a specific statement of what it stands for this year, nor will it offer to voters an itemized set of policies its public officials would try to enact if elected. Indeed, the GOP hierarchy is so disdainful of the electorate that it says the party will not present a platform until 2024. Yes, 4 years after the election. They've even imposed their policy silence on their own grassroots delegates, decreeing that any attempt by them to adopt new platform proposals at the National Republican Convention would be, quote, ruled out of order. Instead of a political party, the GOP of 2020 has become a pathetic puppet show of weakling officials and sycophantic subordinates being jerked around by the maniacal whims of a bloated ego with despotic fantasies. Thus, the once respectable Republican National Committee has meekly ceded its authority, duty, respect, and relevance to a single unhinged authoritarian. In essence, they're saying that the platform and the party itself is one word: Trump. Whatever poppycock the glorious leader utters today, whomever he attacks tomorrow, whichever fantastical conspiracy he embraces next week, the GOP will applaud, bow, and in unison reply, "Amen." Sad. Republican senators, governors, captains of industry, elders, and others who once had power, prominence, some prestige, and maybe even a little pride, now meekly wear Trump's collar and kowtow to his conceits, leaving an entire party with the sole operating principle: what he said. This is Jim Hightower saying, that's not a party, it's a national embarrassment.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit hightowerlowdown.org.